This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
With the impending weather and in remembrance of the 2009 ice storm in which tens of thousands of area residents were without power for days and some even weeks, it is important to keep the number of your electric company on hand. In the event of a power outage, please contact your power company to make them aware of the outage. You can call SWEPCO at 1-888-218-3919. Or swepco.com, Ozarks Electric at 1-800-521-6322, or ozarksecc.com, Carroll Electric at 1-800-432-9720, or carolecc.com.
Of course, many school districts canceled classes today, maybe even before you were awake. Most likely will again tomorrow. Organizations and event cancellations and postponements have also been rolling in anticipation of hazardous road conditions. A patriotic concert in Bella Vista has been canceled due to the week's weather forecast. According to a press release issued by the Bella Vista Property Owners Association, the God Bless America concert planned for tonight at Reardon Hall has been canceled. It will not be rescheduled.
An FYI brown bag lunch hosted by the Rogers Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, scheduled for tomorrow, Friday, December 6th, has been rescheduled for next Friday, December 13th. Also, the Northwest Arkansas Regional Network Orientation and Holiday Party, originally scheduled from 6 to 8:30 p.m. today at the Arkansas Alumni House on the University of Arkansas campus, has been canceled. That meeting will be rescheduled in January.
Of all the things that I think it's easiest to decide whether to postpone or not, a parade would be at the top of the list,
probably.
Right?
Probably. Nobody wants to be outside walking around in this.
And driving on it, right, with big floats. Mm-hmm. So in that vein, the Christmas parade and tree lighting in Pea Ridge that was scheduled for this weekend has now been postponed. It will take place next Saturday, December 14th. Alan Wilborn, the public information officer for Fayetteville Public Schools, has issued a statement saying the Bulldog Classic basketball tournament has been canceled due to the weather as well.
The Drennan Scott Historic Site's second annual Victorian Christmas has been postponed until next Friday, December 13th. The event was scheduled from 5:30 to 8:30 tomorrow, but it will take place at the same time that next Friday. The historic home will be decorated to appear as it did in 1899 for the holiday celebration and will feature Victorian-themed Christmas decorations, including a cornucopia containing real fruit. Eggnog and the Drennan Scott traditional sugared and salted pecans will also be served at that event. Limited parking is available, but guests may park near the Crawford County Courthouse and walk to the site. For more information, call 479-262-2750 or email Tom Wing at tom.wing@uafs.edu.
Just in case you didn't hear, the University of Arkansas closed at 12:30. Transit ran until 1:30, but after that, shut down.
Done.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals have announced that the holiday open house has been postponed until December 14th. It'll take place on that Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. All of the scheduled festivities, including a meet and greet with Vance Wilson from 12 until 1, pictures with Santa from 1 until 2, and a kids' craft corner will now take place Saturday, December 14th. The holiday open house will provide fans the opportunity to see the Naturals' new merchandise, highlighted by comfort colors and Nike apparel, as well as the new 2014 alternative cap that the team will wear during the upcoming season. It will be officially unveiled December 7th. The seventh season of Natural Baseball begins Thursday, April 3rd, 2014. Weather permitting, in Frisco, Texas. The team opens at Arvest Ballpark Thursday, April 10th, against the same Frisco Rough Riders.
The wreath workshop that was scheduled for today at Bella Vista Village's Metfield Clubhouse has been canceled due to inclement weather. That workshop, offering helpful tips, bow-making shortcuts, and ideas for creative festive holiday wreaths, has been rescheduled for next Thursday, December 12th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The wreath workshop, which is sponsored by the Bella Vista Village Property Owners Association, will take place that day, that's next Thursday, at 11 at the Metfield Clubhouse, which is located at 3 Houston Road?
I think that's how it's pronounced, yes.
Right. In Bella Vista.
Renee Reed, operations manager for the Bentonville and Fayetteville locations of Northwest Arkansas Florists, will facilitate that workshop, by the way. She's taught floral and landscape design for 22 years. The workshop, $5. Winter at the Lake, a celebration of our natural wonders, ironically rescheduled for January because of winter weather. That's taking place at Lake Dardanelle in Russellville. It was originally scheduled for this month, now has been pushed back wisely till January 11th. You can take the whole family for a one-day winter event. Saturday, January 11th, there will be programs, crafts, refreshments, all free of charge. Activities will be going on beginning at 9 that morning and ending with the trimming of the tree at 4:30. You can call 967-5516 for more information.
First Thursday at the Fayetteville Underground has been postponed until next Thursday, as well as the new Design School Student Showcase and Gala that was also scheduled for this evening at the Matt Miller Studio off the Fayetteville Square. Entertainment for that event was to be provided by Beth Stockdale, harpist, and DJ Baby Armies. Proceeds of the new Design School's Gala to benefit student scholarships.
Also rescheduled for next Thursday night, open late till 8 at the Rogers Historical Museum. You can stop in next Thursday night for an evening of shopping and touring of the galleries.
And if you are intending on attending any events that we did not mention, please check with those event organizers. This is Ozarks at Large.